22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3190 AN. Today's date is October 18th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Corporations Are Trying to Hide Inflation, Central Bank Accelerates the Destruction of the Economy. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the folks they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything, no stress. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out free 5-ounce Silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. The only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Let's get right into the economic collapse financial news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West central bank, the World Economic Forum, they are following their path to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that once they announced their entire plan, they would move forward with the plan. Because once you tell everyone you're going to do it, and you put everything into motion, you can't stop. So when you tell the people we have a climate crisis, when we have to go into the Green New Deal, we can't rely on fossil fuels, and we need the central bank digital currency, well, you got to follow through with it. And that's exactly what they're doing. And this is why they're raising the rates. Now, Trump and the Patriots, they knew that they were going to follow this playbook. They allowed them to trap themselves in all of this. Why? Because you never interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. They're destroying their system. Yes, this is their system. They created it in 1913. They adapted it in 1940, 1971. They took control with the fiat currency and they took us off the gold standard. 2009, they went and they took full control of almost everything in this country. And now they're bringing us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they said, you know something? Allow them to do this instead of us destroying their system. How about we have them destroy their own system and we show the people every step of the way on how they are accomplishing this? We can then use this against them in the end because the people will be awake, the people will be thinking logically, and the people will understand. So when people are looking at the Green New Deal and they see how crazy this is and how it doesn't work, people will understand. When we show people, look, this is a central bank system. Your fiat currency, it loses value over time. Do you see it? Does the young generation see it? Absolutely. Look, we were energy independent. Now they decided, hey, we're going to bring everyone into the Green New Deal. So we're going to stop the Keystone XL pipeline. We're going to remove regulations. You won't be able to drill. And we'll make fossil fuels very, very expensive. And we'll tell everyone that the Green New Deal is fantastic. Trump, the Patriots said, yeah, let them do it. Let them experience the electric cars. Let them experience the windmills. Let them experience the solar panels. And now that people are experiencing all this, what do you think the people are saying? You know something? This really doesn't sound like a great idea. And the people now are backing off of this because they realize that if we go down this path, manufacturing, industry, everything that we know comes to a complete and utter end. But why interfere with those crazy mayors, governors, and the rest who are following what the deep state, the central bank tells them to do? Just allow them to do it. I mean, look what's happening out in New Mexico. Remember that governor out there, Michelle Grisham, who went after the guns and said, listen, I'm going to take away everyone's guns rights. And all of a sudden, it completely backfired on her. Well, now she's making demands about electric vehicles. She's decided that all the state vehicles in New Mexico must be electric by 2035. So how is she going to make this promise? Is she going to be governor for the next 12 years? Does that make any sense? No, once again, it doesn't. And here we have another blue state. They're unleashing the electric vehicle mandate. And what do you think the people are going to say? This is crazy. Remember, New Mexico, one of the poorest states. Do you think the people in the state go, hey, you know, this is a great idea. Let me go buy that $120,000 electric vehicle. This is going to be fantastic. No, the people are going to say, we can't afford this. This is absolutely crazy. And this is going to completely backfire. I mean, look, she tried to remove the weapons from the people. How did that go? Not too well. The same thing is going to happen with the electric vehicles, just like it's happening all across the country. The people aren't buying the electric vehicles anymore. This is why all these manufacturers are in trouble. They thought everyone was going to rush to them. Nobody's rushing to them because everyone now sees the reality of the electric vehicle. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see corporations right now, they're going to hide inflation for the central bankers. Yes, they're going to try to pretend that everything is fine, that the products are the same price, but you know what they do. It's called shrinking the products. And I think people are starting to realize this, and they're starting to understand that this is how the game is played, especially when they come out with the inflation rates. Now, remember, we discussed this many times before. If they tell you the inflation rate is 2%, 3%, or whatever number that you come up with, the people can see past this because when they go to the store and they fill up their car, they go, really, this is only 2.5%? That's strange because last week I only spent $120 on groceries. This week I spent $150. Last week I spent $70 on fuel. This week I spent $90. My tank didn't change. What's changing? Something is wrong. Actually, out in Canada, they're telling you that the inflation rate has slowed to 3.8%. And they're saying, look, everything's getting back to normal. Well, yeah, except, you know, for all the things that you need to live with. If you go purchase food, if you go to housing, rent, fuel, and everything else, it's not 3.8%. And they could say whatever number they want. People aren't going to buy it. Plus, what the corporations are trying to do now, they're trying to make it look like that their products aren't going up in price, which means the currency is devaluing. So what they're doing, and this is the game they always play, they have started shrinking their products. You're going to see in a loaf of bread, you're not going to get the same number of slices, toilet paper, tissues, you name it. Actually, when you look at vitamins like iron, and Wall Street Silver on X put this out, said shrinkflation, my new iron supplement has 10 fewer tablets. The new bottle has iron deficiency. So the old bottle was 190 tablets. The new bottle is 180. But look, it's the same price. Is it? No, it's not, because you're getting less. So you're going to have to go out and purchase this sooner than you would the other bottle. Now think about how much money the corporation saves, because if they remove 10 tablets from every single bottle, that's a lot of money. This is how they're covering it up. And you're going to see this with ice cream. You're going to see it with a lot of different products, crackers, you name it. They're going to shrink the products and they're going to try to tell you that everything is the same. There is no inflation. But now people, they're starting to wake up and they're starting to realize. Now they've done this in the past. During the Obama administration, this is what they were doing. But now the inflation is a lot worse. And people, they're taking notice and they're realizing, wow, they're really shrinking the products. And the same thing's happening with real estate. People are starting to realize the real estate market is basically imploding on itself. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate right now hit 8%. Now, this is the highest level since mid-2000. So as the rate goes up, what happens to the real estate market? More and more people are kicked out of the real estate market, which means you don't have the buyers. Those people that want to sell, well, why would I sell my home at where I have a 4% or 5% rate mortgage, sell it, and then I have to purchase another home at 8%? It makes no sense. So a lot of people are saying, absolutely not. We're not budging. So it means the real estate market's going to have a very difficult time. This is why you see articles out there saying, hey, don't you think we have too many realtors now working in the real estate market? Well, they're coming out with those articles because they realize they understand what's going to happen in the future. As the market starts to crumble under its own weight, a lot of people will not be able to work in the real estate market, and they're trying to build the narrative that we don't need that many people in the market. Well, if you're destroying the market, yes, that will come true. And if you're destroying the entire country with inflation, high fuel costs, let's talk about protecting our wealth. Hey, feeling unsure about your finances these days? You're not alone. That's why Noble Gold Investments is here to help. Just hear it straight from the folks they've helped. The Noble crew walked me through everything, no stress. With their help, I can finally sleep easy at night. And now this month, Noble Gold Investments is handing out free 5-ounce Silver America the Beautiful coin if you qualify for an IRA. Invest in gold and silver with Noble Gold Investments. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Or click the link in the description. The only gold company I trust. And remember, there's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. and companies are having a very difficult time and they don't want to hire people at a certain rate, what do? They hire those people that are demanding less. And this is why you see the deep state players, the central bank, the World Economic Forum, this is why they're bringing in foreign-born workers. Yes, there's many different agendas associated with it. Yes, they want them to vote. Yes, they want them in this country because they're trying to bring this country into a third world status. And with these people there already, you can actually do this. But Unusual Whales put this out on X and said, number of foreign-born workers in the U.S. workforce is at an all-time high right now. And it is an all-time high. And you can see that companies right now, they've already started to lay off people. And we knew that this was going to come and when this is going to accelerate through 2024. Now, we might see a little bump up, a tiny bump up during the holiday season because this is when they hire a lot of people for Christmas and Hanukkah and everything else. But once the holiday season is over, all those part-time workers, they're not going to be coming back. But we're already starting to see the layoffs right now. Genevieve Roedecker on X put this out and said, big layoff announcement this week. LinkedIn, 3%. Bank of Nova Scotia, 3%. Rolls-Royce, 6%. Flexport, 20%. Qualcomm, 2.5%. Even the Fed announced layoffs in September for the first time in more than a decade. Buckle up, it's going to get bumpy. Yes, and this is just the beginning. Wait until we get into February, March, April, into the summer months of 2024. You're going to see layoffs really start to pick up because you're going to see inflation, you're going to see high fuel costs, and they'll be talking about how the market might become unstable as we move into the latter part of 2024, very close to the election. And people, they're going to panic. And you know what happens when people panic? They start to take their money out of the market, which means the entire system is going to collapse under its own weight. And yes, on one side, you're going to have Biden and his administration and the Fed and the Treasury all telling you that everything is perfect because this is what they did during 2008. Bernanke, the Fed, was out there saying everything's great. McCain was out there saying everything was great. And I do believe what Trump and the Patriots have done is they turn this on the deep state players and they're using this same exact tactic on them. They're in the losing seat this time. Trump and the Patriots, they're in the winning seat this time. And as we get closer and closer to the election, Trump, the Patriots, they're going to be dishing out solutions. And people are going to love these solutions. Just like Trump is giving the solution with the auto workers. He knew that this was coming. He knew that the electric car was going to be a complete and utter disaster. He knew that eventually it was going to happen, is that the manufacturer was going to move out of this country and into China. And he is behind the auto workers saying, listen, don't let them fool you because this is what's going to happen in the future if you don't fight back. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. The United Auto Workers have no choice. They are not being told the truth by their union heads. The auto industry is dead if they don't vote for Trump. I will triple their jobs within 2 years, immediately authorizing choice of propulsion in all cars and trucks, car choice, school choice. Under the Biden administration, there will be no such thing as a U.S. auto worker within 3 years. All cars and trucks will be made in China and other foreign lands. And he's absolutely right. All you got to do is go back in time. Remember all the manufacturers here pre-1971? Well, once we came off the gold standard and the entire system started to break down, they needed to put their plan into motion. They needed to move the manufacturing out of this country. Why? Because the value of the country currency was declining. Remember, the 2.5, the 3%, the 5%, that's not the real inflation rate. Inflation is cumulative over time. When you look at the cumulative rate, it's around 3,000%. So they knew that this was going to happen over time. And they said, okay, what we got to do is we need to move manufacturing out of this country. We need to go to a place where these individuals in these countries are going to get pennies on the dollar. Plus, there can be no tariffs whatsoever. That's what they did. Because if they kept the manufacturers here, how much do you think clothing would be? How much do you think the products would be in this country? They'd be so expensive that people wouldn't be able to purchase them. And they knew this. And to keep people in the illusion, they needed to fool them. That's what they did. They moved most of it out of this country. And it took them quite a while. They started in the 70s, actually a little bit before that. And that's why they shipped them over to China, to Vietnam, and the rest. because this way the people wouldn't notice. The people wouldn't understand what was going on. Now they do because we're at the end of the system. Now the system has been accelerated so you could see the truth. And that's what people are seeing. They're seeing the truth. And the entire central bank system right now, it's been accelerated as they keep raising their rates, as they keep heading down this path with the Green New Deal, the Great Reset. Basically, they're destroying their own system. It's a controlled demolition. And the people are watching this play out. And in the end, this is not going to work out well for them because, remember, they never wanted the American people or the world to see them actually destroy their own system and lie to the people while they were doing it. They wanted death and destruction. They wanted people busy with something else, with their event. They didn't get it. And now they're in trouble. And this is why you see many individuals right now looking at alternatives. This is why you see these people going, you know something? Maybe I should transition my currency into gold. Maybe I should transition my currency into Bitcoin. You're seeing financial institutions do this. You're seeing stores starting to do this. Actually, out in Florida, a gas station in Florida becomes first in the U.S. to accept Bitcoin Lightning payments. Why are they taking this on if everything's fine? Why would they take on Bitcoin Lightning payments? Why would financial institutions tell people that they can transition their fiat into this type of currency? Even though the Fed and the rest say, it's not currency. Actually, they told us from the very, very beginning that it was going to just implode on itself. Actually, they told us that gold was going to go to 250. They keep telling us these things because this is how they drive everyone away from them. Because whatever they're saying, everyone should do the opposite. That's my personal opinion. And I think a lot of people have started to realize that whatever these individuals say, and I'm not just talking about the central bank, I'm talking about government and everything else. Whatever they tell you, take the vaccine, do the opposite. That's pretty much what it is. Because whatever they're telling you, it's not for your benefit. It's for theirs. That's the difference. The same thing with the economy. Everything they're telling you to do with the economy, it's for their benefit, not yours. And this is why they keep pushing this. But I think the American people, they're starting to realize this. And I think as we go through 2024, as the system starts to break down, the people are going to be brought to the economic precipice. We're already starting to see the layoffs. Remember, you can't fool the people when they don't have jobs. You can't fool the people when the loaf of bread now is, you know, $70. You can't fool the people when you're paying $10, $12 a gallon for gas. You could say, well, we got inflation under control. It's 1% now. It's 2% now. The people won't believe you. The people aren't believing them now. So as we move forward, the entire lie is going to boomerang on them. And Trump is counting on this because he knows as we approach the 2024 election, he's just allowing them to do what they were going to do no matter what. No matter what, they were going to bring down the system. Now, if Trump attacked the central bank, if Trump went after them, straight after them, and tried to destroy them, they would have crashed the entire economic system. So they were going to do this no matter what. And what better optics than to have the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum destroy their own system. And once they end up destroying it, you move in and you take over because this is when they're going to be at their weakest. You see, they have the strength when they're going to crash the economy. So if you try to attack them, we have the strength, we will crash it, we'll make everyone's lives miserable. But when they're bringing it down, they lose their power. And once the entire system falls apart, they're at their weakest, which means Trump and the Patriots, they can move in at this time and they can start to shift everything. Because why? The people have seen it. The people are with them. The people understand. And it makes it a lot easier for Trump and the Patriots to move everyone into a different system, which is going to be a people system, which is going to go back to the Constitution, and people are going to agree with this, especially when people have no jobs, when people are paying a lot for fuel, when a lot of people are out there saying, I can't even afford groceries, because Trump, all he has to do is go, remember when I was in the White House? Remember how low fuel prices were? Do you remember how low food prices were? Remember when you had a job? Remember when you had extra money? Well, we can go back to that, and actually it can be a lot better. And you know what the people are going to say? Absolutely. That's where we want to go. So in the end, When the central bank and the deep state players are at their weakest, I do believe Trump is going to swoop in and the people are going to be right behind him. And the people are going to make the final decision of where we go. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.